Listener Production.
7 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. Tessa Randello here with you. The government's weathered another crisis after losing a vote in Parliament. The House carried a motion ordering Jeremy Rockliffe to table all signed documents relating to the AFL deal and any assessments, advice and reviews by yesterday. Labor claimed that the government was withholding Treasury advice in Parliament, then passing a vote to stall the budget bill by 45 minutes. That was passed with support of the Independents. We've learned more today about what led to the AFL racism investigation being wrapped up in a hurry earlier this week. According to News Corp, a letter sent by lawyers working for Brisbane coach Chris Fagan on Sunday is what turned the probe on its head. It's reported that Fagan would launch a Supreme Court injunction against the AFL, meaning the First Nations families would become defendants and have their identities made public. Ambulance Tasmania workers won't be forced to pay back COVID bonuses they got by mistake. Over 500 staff received letters demanding payment, but the Premier has shut that down, saying it was their mistake and they'll own it. The Health and Community Services Union's Robbie Moore says there's still health staff that have been left behind.
People who worked in the comm centre who were severely impacted by COVID, dealing with lots of urgent situations, have still not been paid the full amount, the $2,000, and have only received $1,000, and will continue to fight for them to receive the rest of the money they should get.
And it'll be a dry and frosty winter ahead, according to the Bureau of Meteorology's Winter Outlook. Above average temperatures are expected for the days and nights. The Blues could be up against it in the ruck department tonight in their round 12 opener against Melbourne at the G. A head injury to Mark Pinatay means that Tom De Koning's their number one ruckman, but coach Michael Voss says it'll be an exciting challenge against the likes of Max Gawn and Brodie Grundy.
Talking to Tom, he's up for it. He can't wait for the night, and we just got to support him.